This is November 30th, 1993. I'm at the Holbrook Nursing Home in Buchanan and talking to Mr. Bill Lowther. Now, Bill, what year were you born, Bill?
1888.
Yeah.
That's great. October the first day.
That makes you 100 and...
Huh?
And you're... How... That makes you 105?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, done past 105.
And did you... Were you born at Wildcat?
Yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh.
In Wildcat Holler down there. Them hollers down there, two of them are called Wildcat. Big Wildcat and Little Wildcat. My dad went down there, and he caught a wildcat in one holler right below, up from the Davis store. And they come on up to their piece, and they caught a big wildcat, and they called one of them Little Wildcat, and Big Wildcat. And they went with that name ever since. And that's been a long time ago.
So your dad named it?
Huh?
Your dad named it?
He done named it, yeah, when he killed them cats. Now, he's been dead a long while. He's my dad. But I'm 105 years old now.
Now, tell me the story about your grandparents in the Civil War.
In the Civil War, about the in the garden, what the...
Start from the very beginning. Was it your grandparents?
Huh?
Was it your grandparents?
Yeah.
Start from the very beginning and say, my grandparents lived during the Civil War.
What they said?
Yeah.
Well, they talked about them pulling up everything in the garden. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I want you to tell me the whole story.
The whole story? I couldn't do that, I guess. Pretty close, though. They went in there and pulled the stuff up out of the garden. They only had one old blind horse. And they took that horse and made their mother sew up a blanket to hold the stuff in the garden they wanted. And then they took it and put it on the horse. And they pulled up the rest of the stuff and piled it up, poured water on it. See, the geometry tell you just what they done, how they done that. Well, you want that so you wouldn't have people see it later.
That's
right. So that's how they done that. Got around and put water on all the stuff that's left in the garden. Took the old blind horse and the blanket and what they wanted and left with it. That's what happened back way back yonder. Civil War. So, now what else did you want to know about it?
What was your grandparents' names?
Harrison.
Okay, I want you to start out by saying my grandparents' names were, and give me their name, their given names and their last names. Can you say my grandparents' names
were? Yeah, my grandparents' name was, well, they called him Harrison and Lowther. And that's what I was named after. And I'm here now, 105 years old, and still going. But I ain't going to go very much longer. I'm going to give it up, I think.
Can you tell me now, what was your grandfather's whole name?
Where his home was?
What his whole name was, your grandfather?
Well, it was Harrison Lowther.
And what was your grandmother's name?
No, I can't think of it right now. What her name? What? I just don't remember what her name was right now.
Now, did they sympathize with one side or the other during the war?
Huh?
During the Civil War.
Well, a lot of Civil War was taught.
Which side did they take?
Well, I don't know. I get mixed up in that sometimes. So one side is kind of Democrat and the Republican one. I live on the Democrat side. So yeah, it was. That's been a long time ago, and you know, I ain't all here anymore. I'm 105 years old. Still going. I don't know why I am. I've seen a lot of things in my time. I was overseas, fought the Germans over there, and I was over there a good while. And I don't like the water, too much water. I like a little water, and that's all. And you're getting to it.
Can you tell me anything else about the Civil War that your people told you?
Well, my granddad, he wasn't in it. He stayed out of it as much as he could. And they came in there and shoot at him. They shot a hole through the pants leg on my dad when they was over getting the hill of chucking corn. And my dad is small like. And he's with him. And they're shooting out from one hill to the other. And they shot a hole through his pants leg and never touched him. And they got away from him and left.
Knock, knock.
So they shot a hole in your father's pants leg?
Yeah. And he was a boy with his granddad. That was a Civil War. My granddad... He wasn't fighting. He kept stayed away from it as much as he could. Stayed under the cliffs of rocks for a good bit over there. And they called it the Lava Rocks. And I've been over there a few times, not too often. I never was interested in war. I went through World War I myself. And I know a little about it.
Now, what else happened to your parent, your dad, during the Civil War?
He died during the Civil War. Well, my dad's name, granddad, great-granddad was Harrison Lowther. And he was I don't know what all he done. Too far back for me to know a whole lot about it. And I wouldn't want to tell it wrong.
Tell me the whole story again about them coming and taking all the garden things.
Take stuff out of the garden?
Yeah, just a minute here, Tom. Okay.
No,
I heard that. That's okay, go ahead.
Huh?
That's okay, go ahead.
Well, if they got the stuff in the garden, made my grandmother sew up a blanket, made a sack out of a blanket, put it in that, took the old blind horse and left. And piled up the rest of it, cut around it, and wet it all over with water where they piled it up. I wouldn't say how they done it, that water on, but I know how they done it. Has a story about the garden that's piled up all stuff they didn't want to take with them and done that to it. Done away with the garden stuff.
Did your dad ever get back at him?
Did he? I said there's something other than that. There's four of them come in there. And his dad, my dad's after he got beat. Growed up, he knowed all of them. He whipped three of them out here at Rock Cave Senator's elders called in. He tried to get a hold of the other, but he whipped his horse and got away from him, and they didn't get a hold of him. Said he was going to whip all of them. And he whipped the three of them and would have whipped the other when he grows up. He's my granddad is a lot smart of a man when he grows up.
Now, those four men that did that, were they soldiers?
They were going to the end. I reckon that's what you'd call them. Belong to the Republican Party. And as far as I know, that's the way they called it, Democrats and Republicans. That's the way it ended up in the fighting. You know that, don't you? I thought you did. Well, that's the way that ended up. I don't know too much about it. I know I heard it a lot of times, but I wasn't there at that time. Come around later.
Mr. Lowther, did you have any music in your family?
Any what?
Music?
Well, not very much. Very little different one. Now, I had an uncle that made a dulcer, he called it. It's homemade. Had five strings on it, great long neck on it. He called it a dulcer. That was one music he made himself.
What was his name?
Frank Holden.
Frank Holden.
Yeah.
And where did he live?
He lived right there in Wildcat at that time. But he finally got over in Braxton County, close to Centralia.
About what year would he have made that dulcimer?
What year he made it? Well, I don't know what year he made it, and I'll tell you the truth. About as I was little that time, and he made it. I remember he stayed there with my mother, sister to him. And he stayed there with us at the time that happened. But I don't know how long, don't know what year it was.
So it'd be like after the turn of the century, about 1905, something like that?
Somewhere along there, I don't know just where. Mm-hmm.
Did he play that dulcimer?
Yes, he could play it.
What did he play it with?
Well, out here his fingers for notes. Back here, he picked it with a goose quill. It was a long thing, had big bowl back here now, tapered off. Out there it got bigger again. Then there was a neck out there. And that string run back behind, clear up here. And up there, where I know, picked it back there.
And you say it had five strings on it?
Yeah.
And do you remember any of the songs that he played?
Oh, no, I don't know whether I could name or not the names of them. I've used to it, and he could sing pretty good. I remember one time we buried the dog. My granddad's dogs that he thought so much of. And he sung a little song. He said, don't tell your granddad about it. He said, whip me. I well remember that. And I remember where we buried him. I was just a little deal. It was worth him when he buried him.
You don't remember what the song was?
No, I don't know. He's some funny song to sing, but I don't remember the name of it.
Did you have any fiddle players or banjo players around Wildcat?
Yeah, later on they did. They got string band down there. We'd get together every night and they'd play. And had one fella played the banjo. His name was, I say exactly, he took a dynamite cap, held it that way, and he punched down into the knitting needle. And it bled all, took two fingers and his thumb off. But he could play. That was Lon Smith.
What was his name?
Lon Smith.
Lon Smith.
He could play too. With them fingers off. Oh, he's good at it. Hardly hear, see a banjo player or anything like him, could touch him anymore.
Anybody play the fiddle?
Huh?
Anybody play a fiddle?
Yeah, there's several around there that played the fiddle. Different ones. Andy Pickens used to be pretty good at the fiddling. He's been dead in a long time. And several of them played the violin. They had some music, had homemade music. My uncle made a thing called a dulcimer that he made it himself. And it was a whole lot like a band, a whole lot like a guitar. And he called it pretty good, and he could handle it pretty good too. But that's when I was just a little fella.
And how many strings did that have on it?
Huh?
How many strings?
There was five strings on. A whole lot like a banjo. Four long, and one on went a part of the way up.
On a dulcimer?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what happened to that instrument?
Huh?
Do you know what happened to the dulcimer?
Oh, last I seen pieces of it was laid around there. He made it out of thin wood and made a box. A whole lot like a shape of a guitar, a whole lot. And that's what he had. And it's pretty nice. Homemade stuff. Run out there, the long neck on it. They made curls on the head of it out there. The other end of past the string. And he played pretty good.
Did you ever know any songs? Old songs?
Huh?
Did you ever know any old songs?
No, I never know. I never tried to learn them, only just pieces of them. Just a few words, a few of them where they'd play them. I didn't play.
When you were coming up, did your people ever have any riddles that they said? Riddles or rhymes, things like that? Can you remember any of that?
No, I used to know a few of them, but I about forgot the most of them. I couldn't get straight how to write, and I wouldn't want to jump into it and not get it right. So I'll not go into that. That's way back yonder. I can remember back 100 years. I remember the first paddling my mother gave me. All boys wore dresses when they was young. And she got some hold of some cloth. She made me a pair of pants, and I wouldn't put them on. I had a little old lounge, they called it, about the size of this bed, sitting in the corner. And I said, I ain't putting them pants on, been wearing a dress all the time. And she said, you are, and I put them on me. And she just had enough cloth to make one pair, and I wore them. She made me put them on. I wore them about nearly a week before I took them off, and said, "I have to take them off and wash them." "No," I said, "put a dress back on. I'll never put another dress back on. After I got pants on, I didn't do nothing with the dress. And I didn't wear dresses after that."
How old were you then?
Oh, I was about 6, 7 years, maybe 5 or 6, 7 years old. How are you going to do with all that stuff?
Oh, I kind of collect up all this old history and stuff.
About what's in there at the garden and all?
The whole thing, yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Well, they went into the garden, pulled up what they wanted, made my grandmother sew up a blanket, made a sack for her, and had the old one blind horse, and they took it, put that on there, took, pulled up everything they had, and then piled up the rest of it, and watered on us all the way around. She got around it, and then watered on us, and left it there until they wouldn't want to eat nothing, left them nothing in the garden. I don't know.
You said that your grandfather stayed under some rocks during the Civil War?
Yeah, part of the time he did. They called him the Leather Rocks. He just stayed out. He'd come in home, help us a little. And every once in a while he said, had one tree up over there that said once in a while he'd go over there and look and be a deer hanging in there ready for him to get taken home. He stayed in the woods most of the time. He didn't have nothing to do with anything. That was Harrison Lowther. I was named after him. He's a good man, a preacher. And all, he didn't take sides. Tried to stay out of all of everything. Could. But pretty hard to do. I'd better not have done. I went through one World War. I'd have went through that and if I'd have been big enough, but I wasn't there. But I wouldn't have done like they did. They'd have had to kill me for I'd have been shooting every one of them. I was going the way I did do when I was in the Army. I went in the Army, went through World War I, and I didn't aim to be good to anybody. Kind of sore at them. I had to do things I didn't want to do. But you have to do that sometimes. Can't do no better. I went overseas and fought her out with them.
Well, I thank you for talking to me, Mr. Lowther.
Well, you can
do. What I'd like to do is, what I'll do is take that and put it on a tape with lots of other Civil War stories, and that's okay with you?
Yeah, it'll be all right.
And I'll bring you a copy of the tape.
Huh?
I'll bring you a copy of it.
Well,
to listen to.
Okay.